Welcome back to Adulthood Made Easy, a podcast from Real Simple Magazine that will not only help you navigate real life, but win at real life. I'm Sam Zabel, your host and clueless 22-year-old, and every week I'll call in the experts to help me figure everything out. From job stress to relationship advice, we're in this together. I've been at Real Simple for about 6 months now, so I finally know everybody's names, I know where the bathrooms are, and I've figured out the fastest route to work so that I can sleep in until the last possible second. Since I'm finally feeling settled with my day-to-day responsibilities, I figured that today we'd tackle a buzzword for young women in the workforce, mentorship. So I've asked Bucky Keady, Vice President of Talent Management at Time Inc. and all-around career expert, to join me and help me figure this whole mentorship thing out. Hi, Bucky.
Hi, Sam.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Absolutely my pleasure. This is going to be fun.
I'm excited. So in an ideal world, someone would come up to me and they would say, "Thank you, Samantha. I am your mentor now." But I know that it's never that formal or obvious. So how do you know that someone is your mentor versus just a good boss or someone you look up to in the office? Because I have plenty of those, but I definitely don't have some kind of contract with them that they're going to mentor me and see me through everything.
Well, you know, finding a mentor is actually kind of a process that you have to feel out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as obvious to you sometimes. Sometimes your boss can serve as a mentor, but usually it's somebody who may not even be in your department, may not even be in your brand, would be in another area of the business, or even out of your industry. It's really someone that you develop a relationship with that you feel very comfortable in opening up to about your career and some of the workplace questions that you might have as you develop in your career.
So like old internship coordinators or old advisors or someone like that could be a mentor even if I don't work with them every day?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, we should probably define mentor a little bit more. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are advisors and then there are career advocators and then there are mentors. Mentors are going to be more like coaches that push you to figure it out yourself, not just necessarily present the answers to you on a platter. It's really sort of someone that you're going to feel comfortable exploring with and just having a dialogue and opening up to so that they help steer you into figuring out some of these career questions and answers yourself.
Okay. And not to sound greedy, but can I have more than one?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you first start out, you're going to have probably one, maybe two mentors.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go on in your career, I like to call it your personal board of directors.
Okay.
You're going to develop relationships with different types of mentors according to different questions you have around your career. I mean, I have a couple of people that I go to just to run things by, and I've been doing this for a very long time myself.
But if I want to find one in my office, like, I work with so many successful women that I really want to emulate, and they're in the magazine industry, so they're sort of in the place that I want to be. How do I approach them? You know, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to come off as too overeager. Like, how do you kind of start that conversation and start fostering those relationships?
Well, starting that conversation, usually it's somebody who's got more experience. Of course, someone who has more experience than you two.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's in, let's say, within your brand or in your office itself, you're going to be in conversations. You're going to be in work conversations constantly. And the opportunity may present itself where you say, "Hey, do you mind if we go have a cup of coffee, or do you want to have lunch with me? I would just kind of like to chat with you a little bit and sort of find out how you got into your position and what routes you took to get there."
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, it opens a door to having these conversations in a more relaxed way. Then you may find yourself with the opportunity to say, "Do you mind if we meet a little more regularly? I mean, I don't want to label it and call it mentor, but I would love to be able to use you as a resource and someone that I could run things by occasionally if you're comfortable with that."
And is 6 months in like a good time to start seeking out these relationships, or is it too soon? Like, should I kind of continue to get settled and feel out the office more?
If you're feeling like it's clicking for you, you know, mm-hmm. as you said, You know where the bathroom is. You know who your coworkers are. You know how to get certain things done. So I feel, okay, that cloud of worry is sort of behind you.
Right.
Now it's really about the body of the work and what are you doing and how are you coming across and presenting yourself in your career and thinking about how you can take on more work to really round out your background more as you go along. So I think 6 months is a very nice time. It doesn't have to be rigid 6 months. It could be 6 months to a year, whatever's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
I think less than that might be too soon because you are still kind of figuring out where everything is.
Right. I just hit the six-month mark this month, so mentorship is next on my list. And I guess I'm also curious because I've always thought of your boss as your mentor just because I haven't really distinguished between the two. So are there conversations or topics that you bring up with your boss versus your mentor? Are the things that you can talk about with your mentor that you can't necessarily talk about with your boss? How are they going to be different in my experience?
Well, they are different because don't forget, particularly when you're starting out in your career, your boss is setting you to a standard and you have a certain amount of work product that has to get done and they're giving you assignments. So there's a difference, as I mentioned early on in the conversation. It's nice when you have a boss who's your advocate, your career advocate, which means they have your back and they're teaching you, and they're teaching you in the job that you're doing and hopefully exposing you to other areas and giving you different responsibilities that really round you out for your career. Now we're moving into the mentor part.
Right.
But it's really more of a career advocate, and that's when you've got the best boss, when somebody is always thinking about that, and you feel like you've got the kind of relationship where eventually you're going to feel comfortable saying, I'm ready to take on more. Can I have more in this job? Or do you think we should be talking about other opportunities within the company? Or, you know, I would love your thoughts around that. That's an ideal career advocate boss. And sometimes when you move on from that relationship, they become your mentor. But it's kind of hard to have it in both of them because you can't be as transparent with them as you could with an objective mentor.
Right. I'm curious if you know of any mistakes that young women or young employees make when they're seeking out mentors, or mistakes that you make when selecting one or when kind of fostering the relationship.
The first one that comes to mind is if the chemistry isn't there, just respectfully say thank you so much for, I mean, don't bring up I would like you to be your mentor until you feel the chemistry.
Right.
Because it's sort of like, okay, I went on the first date and now I'm dumping you.
It's not you, it's me type.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Right.
So you want to feel out the situation to make sure that you feel that you could be pretty comfortable and open with this person.
Okay.
So that's the first thing that I would make sure you kind of check that box off.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is don't look to your mentor to answer specific questions and solve your problems. It should really be a dialogue between the two of you, and if you've got a mentor who is seasoned enough, they're going to guide you in that direction, and they're going to ask probing questions to try to help you figure it out, even though they may know the answer.
Right.
So you don't want somebody who's going to immediately come at you with advice. That's another telltale sign.
Right. And I was also thinking that I work in an office with a lot of women, but many of my friends are working in banks or consulting firms or other jobs in the finance sector where they're surrounded by men. And I'm curious if you think, is it important for young women to seek out female mentors, or is there a benefit to young women having a male mentor in the workforce?
Well, I think maybe both eventually.
Yeah.
It also depends. You're bringing up a great point, the industry that you're in. If you're in banking, it still skews more male. And for that reason, maybe it'd be good to have a female mentor because she has dealt with some of the challenges that you professionally will deal with in an industry that skews a little more male.
That's true. And as you know, this is a podcast of getting through all the firsts. So as much as we talk about getting your first job, there's also the situation of eventually, unfortunately, you have to quit or leave your first job. Not that I'm thinking of doing that, but just in the interest of giving advice for people. Is that a conversation that is appropriate to have with your mentor if she is in the workforce and in the office?
Well, now there you go. So if it's your boss, that's going to be the kind of conversation that I was talking about earlier where you would say, I think I'm ready for more. I'm not sure if this job is going to give me more, and I'd like to talk to you about it. If your mentor is not your direct boss, but in your office, I would consider the same approach, but hopefully you've gotten to the point that it is pretty much an open dialogue, and both of you have realized that together. So it's going to happen very naturally where your mentor is also going to say, I think you're ready for more. What do you think? I mean, the two of you are going to kind of have that conversation.
Right. So I guess I have to start thinking about getting coffee with people you think is a good way to start those conversations.
It is, and I would do it very low-key, and do it at a nice pace for yourself, because I have seen at times when people start in the workforce where they get a little manic about finding a mentor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to find a mentor, but you don't want to make it a housekeeping chore. You really want it to be something that's, number one, really fun, because this could be a really rich relationship. And as I said, where the chemistry is there and it happens really naturally. So when you see somebody that you're enjoying what they're doing, you like their approach because you've been somewhat observing them, then ask them, could you grab coffee? Because you'd love to hear from them how they got into their position and kind of the route they took. And then you get a sense of, could this someone be interesting for me as a mentor?
I know sometimes people talk about the difference between a mentor and a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that two different people?
Sponsors like the advocate that I was talking about.
Okay.
Someone who's got your back in your career, usually within your company.
Do you think one is more important than the other?
I think it's nice to have both.
Ideally.
But I think if I had to weight them,
yeah,
I would say the mentor probably long-term would probably be the most helpful, because you go back to someone who's going to help you build the foundation.
Right.
And the foundation is you, obviously. And don't forget, you know, you're starting out your career. A mentor should be kind of fluid with you. You may change industries. You may change directions within one industry. You know, the average person tries three different kind of routes out before they actually find the one they want to pursue.
Sure. Well, this has been so wonderful and helpful. I feel like you've mentored me through this entire conversation.
No, you've mentored me, Sam.
No,
see, a mentorship is two-way street.
And I'm glad that you said that, because I'm hope that I would eventually be able to mentor young women who are going to be journalists and juniors and seniors in college. I would love to pass on all of the advice that you've given to me today, and that I will probably seek you out for in the future.
That would be great. We like paying it forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you again. I really appreciate your perspective.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And thanks to all of you for joining me today for Adulthood Made Easy. I'd like to thank our producer, John L. Myers. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on iTunes. And if you have questions or topics you'd like me to cover next time, tweet them to me at Sam Zabel. Plus, don't forget to pre-order a copy of the book that has all the answers, The Real Simple Guide to Real Life, out this April.
I think we nailed it.